The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abu Lechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf Het. Today's daf is being studied Lenu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihanu Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Lenu Nishmat. Rafael ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihanu Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shelema Dina Bat Sarah. Vegam Refuah Shelema Mary Bat Mazan. El Na Meir ben جميلة إن رفعنا لهم إن رفعنا لهم إن رفعنا لهم نفوت النفس ونفوت الجوف فتام كربلاء أبو بخيني رسول الله أمين. Amen. We begin today's daf on Zayin Amud Bet, and we are six lines from the bottom. Ushfatem Sedek Amar Ishtakish Sedek Et Adin Ve'Harkach Hatchehu, which means first, you have to come to the emet, tzedek et adin, come to the tzedek, come to the truth, and after that, hatchehu, cut it, which means render it, give the proper judgment. Ben ish uben achiv. The judgment is between man and his brother. Amar of Yehuda, afilu ben bayit la'aliyah. Even if it's a judgment of two brothers that are sharing an inheritance, and the inheritance is the first floor and the second floor, bayit and aliyah, don't just split it equally. Don't just say you get the bayit and you get the aliyah. You have to assess how much the bayit is worth and how much the aliyah is worth, and therefore make sure that each one gets the proper settlement. There's no chokhmah just to split it, you get this, you get that. Could be one is worth more. So it says, even if it's a judgment ben ish la'achiv, which is a yirusha usually, it has to be done b'tzedek. Uben gero. Gero literally means between him and his neighbor. But gero can also mean elashon gar. Amar v'yuda afilu ben tanu lekirayim. These are the things of the furnishings of a house. Even if it's a mahlok between two members, between splitting a tanur and a kirayim, those are two types of ovens. So you don't just say, you take the tanur, you take the kirayim. You have to assess them to see how much they're worth. So even when you're splitting furnishings, it has to be done equally. Lo takiru panim b'mishpat. Do not recognize people, litigants, in judgment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo takirehu. Which means, if he's your friend, don't recognize him. Meaning, don't slant the judgment to his favor. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo tenakirehu. Says it's the opposite. If he's your enemy, don't treat him like a stranger. So it's both sides. Don't favor your friend, and don't unfavor your enemy. Lo tenakirehu. Don't treat him like a nukhri. Ushpizichine derav. Shpesichine means the host of Rav. Ata lekameh ledina. He came in front of him for a judgment. Amar lo lav ushpesichini at. Didn't you host me? Didn't I stay in your house? Amar lo in. He says yes. You were my guest. Amar le dina itli. He said, but now I have a judgment. I need you to judge for me. Amalei told him, Pasil nalach ledina. I am pasul to be the judge. Rashi, shizkartani tovatecha. Rashi says a very important rule over here, because she brought it up, because she mentioned it. Which means really, minadin, everybody does a favor at some point to somebody else. That doesn't make him pasul to judge. But since it was brought up in the conversation, when they were discussing it, yes, I hosted you. I need you to judge me. So therefore, it's connecting that chesed to the judgment. So therefore, it's pasul. Look at the top Tosafot. Pasil nalach, marhika ya atzmo. Aval menadin lo mifsal. Menadin is not pasul. This is only according to the Tosafot or Chumrah. Because really such a favor is not a direct bribe. And also Tosfot reminds us of the Gemariot that we had in Ketubot that also talk about minor favors that were done to the judge, that it's poselim, but medin humrah, not min hadin mamash. However, Harambam argues on the Tosafot and holds that these pesulim are min hadin. Amar le, so anyway, the story continues. Amar le Rav Kahana. Rav says, listen, I can't judge the guy. So he tells a student, Rav Kahana, puk, beine, go judge him. Hazia dehava kagais be. He saw that the litigant was very proud and confident that he's going to win because of the relationship that he had with Rav. He figured, don't worry about it, this is a student. Anyway, Rav I took care of. So he was gais. He had like gaava that he's going to win the case. Amar le. So Rav Kahana tells the litigant, eat saita, saita. If you want to listen to my ruling and my judgment and what I have to say, fine. Ve'ilah, and if you don't want to listen, mapik nalach rav me'unach, I'll pull rav out of your ear. Which means, don't come in and think you're going to rely on your relationship with rav. I'll pull rav out of your ear, which means, I'll make it that he can't help you at all. I'll put you in nidui. And when I put you in nidui, then Rav's not going to be able not even to talk to you. So he's telling him, don't be a wise guy. Either you listen to what I have to say, or I'll pull Rav out of your ear, which means I'll make Rav ineffective to you at all by putting you in nidui, and he won't even be allowed to talk to you. The Gemara continues. Kakaton kagadol tishma'un. You have to hear the small cases as well as the big cases. Amar Ish Lakish, Shiyeh Haviv Alecha, Din Shel Peruta, Kedin Shel Me'ah Maneh. It shouldn't matter how much the case is. If it's a Peruta or it's 100, it should be equal to you. Gemara says, Lema Hilcheta, what are you teaching me? Ilema Le'iyunebe Umifseke Peshita. If you're telling me that you have to give the proper analysis to a small case as well as a big case, of course, what would I think? Just because it's a small case, you can give a wrong judgment? Of course you have to ma'ayin. Doesn't matter how much the monetary judgment is. Ela le'agdume. It means to put it first. That means if a case of a peruta comes to you first, and then a case of 100 comes to you, don't say, well, you know what, the peruta is not so important, let me judge the 100 first. You have to give precedence to the case that came to you first, even if it's a mishpat of a peruta. Still, you have to judge it first. So we learned this already. According to the text that do have this, it's Amar of Hanan, al techniz devarechem mepene ish. Like we learned above. You shouldn't be afraid and hold back your words for anybody. Even the student shouldn't be scared to say his opinion in front of the rabbi if he thinks the rabbi made a mistake in the judgment. Lo taguru, do not collect your words. Ki ha-mishpat le'Elohim hu. Because the judgment is to God. Amar Rav Hama b'Rabbi Hanina. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dayan l'rasha'im shenotlim mizeh mamon v'notnim lazeh shelo kadin. It's not enough that the Rishaim, that they take money from one person and they give it to the other. Ela shematrihin oti, they inconvenience me, God says, lahazir mamon liba'alav. Now I have to return it because the judges are corrupt and they make mistakes and they take the money from one person and give it to the other. Now I have to go, God says, and redivide and redirect the money to put it back to its original owner. So it says, Ki ha-mishpat l'Elohim. No, when you're giving judgment, you're judging God. Because God now has to reconcile and fix your mistakes. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'adavar asher yikshem mikim. He says, and the laws that are hard for you, תקרבון אליי. You judge the easy cases. והדבר הקשה, the hard cases, משה says, you bring to me. אמר רב חנינה, ואתימה רבי יושיע, על דבר זה, נענש משה. Because משה רבינו said, I'll judge the hard cases. If he's going to judge it, so he got punished. What happened? He forgot a law. שנאמר ויקרב משה את משפטן לפני השם. When the daughters of Selofhad came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they wanted to know the law of inheritance, Moshe didn't know the law. He had to go to God. He forgot the law. He didn't know it. That was a punishment. Because she said, yeah, bring it to me and I'll handle it, so to speak. So God says, ah, you're saying you're going to handle it? Now I'm going to bring you a law that you're not going to know.
So he learned.
So the Gemara says, what do you mean? מתקיף לרב נחמן בר יצחק מי כתיב ואשמיעכם. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, bring me the law and I'll explain it to you. Ushma'tiv. Ushma'tiv means I'll listen to it. Meaning, and if I don't know the answer, I'll go to Borei Olam. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying, I know everything. On the contrary, he said, Ushma'tiv. I'll hear it. If I don't know the answer, I'll go to Borei Olam. Why should he get punished because of that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Which means, Ushma'tiv ketiv. Igamirna gamirna. If I know it, I know it, I'll answer it. V'ila, azila v'gamirna. I'll go learn it. Ela, there's a new reason. Why Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the law when Benot Selofhad came to him. Ela kedetanya, re'uya parashat nachalot shetikatev ayedem Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu should have written the story of the inheritance, like he wrote the rest of the Torah. אלא שזכו בנות צלופחד ונכתב על ידן. But since בנות צלופחד, they came with such a love of Eretz Israel, and they came along and said, we want a חלק in Eretz Israel, our father died, we want a peace. So God said, in your זכות, the פרשב נחלות is going to be written in your name. Not as a punishment to Moshe Rabbeinu, but as a credit to בנות צלופחד for their love of Eretz Israel, so therefore they're going to get the credit for this הלכה. Not only that, ראויה הייתה פרשת מקושש שתכתב על ידי משה. There was the מקושש עצים. He went and he chopped wood, according to one opinion, on Shabbat. And they came to Moshe. What do we do with him? So he brought the judgment to God, and God said, you have to give him sekila. Moshe Rabbeinu really should have known this halakha. Why did God not bring it to him? Because he wanted the parashat to be written under the name of the Mekoshesh as a punishment. That you're the one, the Mechalel Shabbat, you should be the one that the name Halakha is written in your name. Ela shenetchayev Mekoshesh v'nechteva al yado lelammidcha, to teach you a lesson. Shemegagelin chova al yadei chayav uzechut al yadei zakai. Bad things come through bad people and good things come through good people. Benot Selofhad that had a good intention, so the Torah of Nahalot comes through them. Begelgelin zechut al yedei zakai. The Mekoshesh was a rasha because he went Mechalel Shabbat according to one opinion, and therefore Megelgelin chova al yedei chayav. Let the halacha of Mechalel Shabbat come through him, and not Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no problem with that pasuk. Whatever is difficult, if I understand it, I'll give you an answer. If I don't understand, I'll go to God.
He wasn't punished
for that. V'atzave et shofteichem ba'ayt ahi. It says in the pasuk, and I commanded your judges at that time. Rashi says, mashma et hachamehem hizhir ladlik sibur. That God commanded the judges to lead the Sibur. It's a group effort. Now it's mashma that the commandment was to the whole Jewish people. Make up your mind, is the commandment to the judges, or is it v'atzave etchem? So the Gemara explains. אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר רבי סמלאי, עזרה לסיבור שתאמד דיין עליהם, ועזרה לדיין שיסבול את הסיבור. it's a double commandment over here. One commandment is on the people. That what? That the people have to give kavod and respect to the judge. But there's another commandment to the judge. That what? He has to tolerate the people. He has to be patient with the people. So what is va'atzaveh shoftechem? That's be easy with the people. You have to tolerate them. And va'atzaveh etchem, that you have to have respect for the judge. So the Gemara says, ad kama. How much patience does the leader have to have for his flock, for the nation? Amar Rabbi Hanan, v'etima Rabbi Shabbatai, kasher yisa ha'omen et ha'yonek. Ketiv. The patience that a mother has to have for a nursing child, which means you have to take care of it 24 hours a day. To change it, to feed it, to burp it, to swaddle it, to do all the different things. They have to have a lot of patience. You have to look at it, that the leader dealing with the sibur is a little baby. And you have to nurture it, kashir yisau man etayonek, to that level. Ki ata tavo. We have a pasuk that's talking about Yoshua ben Nun. The pasuk says that Moshe tells Yoshua, and he tells him, Hazak ve'emas, ki ata tavo ta'am hazeh. You are going to bring the Jewish people to the land. Uchtiv, but another pasuk says, ki ata tavi. Now, tavo means you're going to come with the people. Tavira, she says, is lashon serara.
Bring one.
You're going to be the leader.
In charge.
In charge. Make up your mind. Tavo, you're going to come with them. Tavi, you're going to come as their leader. Make up your mind. Is it with them or on top of them? Is it Tavo or is it Tavi? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Amar lo Moshe li Yoshua, Ata v'hazekenim shebador emmahim. Yes, for sure. It's a group effort. Ki Tavo, it's going to be you and the zekenim. You need the elders with you. However, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, tol makeh, Bahach al kodkodam. But you take the stick and you hit them on their heads. Dabar ehad lador ve'en shte dabarim lador. There's only one leader of the generation and not two leaders. Of course you need the group with you. Ki ata tavo, you go with the Sanhedrin, you're going to go with the Zekanim. But at the end of the day, ki ata tavi, you're the leader. You can only have one leader of the generation and not two. The stick is in your hand. Tana, we go to a new point. Zimun b'shlosha. We're switching gears now. Zimun is b'shlosha. Now, what is zimun? My zimun. Ilima birkat zimun. If you mean birkat amazon, havlam v'nevrich. The regular zimun. If that's what you mean. Zimun. But we have a brayta that says zimun. Ubirkat zimun b'shlosha. It's two different items. There's zimun and there's birkat zimun. V'chitema pirushe kamefaresh. Maybe it's really one item and the Braita is just explaining it. My zimun, birkat zimun. Maybe that's it. It's all the same thing. What does it mean zimun? Zimun is birkat zimun. V'atanya zimun b'shlosha. Birkat zimun b'shlosha. So you see, it's two separate items. So what is zimun? Ela mai zimun azmune ladin. When you summon a litigant to the court, it has to come from the name of the three dayanim.
Wow.
Zimun is like a hazmana, an invitation, or a better word, be a summons. When you're calling him to the beddin, you can't say one of the judges is calling you.
Right.
You have to say, in the name of the beddin of Shelosha, we are summoning you to the court. Kiad amarava. Hane bet lata dayane, the yedve ve'azil shliha de bedina. They're sitting and they send a shaliach of the beddin to go bring the litigant. Ve'amar mipumad dehad, and he says, you're summoned to the beddin in the name of one of the judges. Lo amar kelum, he didn't say anything. Ad de amar mishemeh dechulehu, until he says in the name of all three. That's what it means zimun b'shlosha. But the Gemara makes a stipulation. Ani mile belo yoma dedina. That's all talking about not on a Monday and a Thursday, where they're not sitting in the days of judgment. Aval biyom hadidina litlamba. But on the day of judgment, where the court is sitting already, everybody knows the three are there already. Because that's the day where the judges sit, on Monday and Thursday. So that even if you get a summons in the name of one, it doesn't matter. We know the Beit Din is calling, because that's the day that the Beit Din is sitting. Now she says, she writes, V'amah mishamit dehad plori dayan mazmin echad v'amal kerum v'ilo azil lo mishamitin ande. What's enough coming now? Normally when a person is in contempt of court, they put him in nidui. The hadush is over. If he was only invited by one judge and doesn't show up, he doesn't get a nidui. Because it's really not considered a hazmana. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tashlume kefil. So we learned in the Mishnah. Tashlume kefil is the law of paying double. Forget against Geneva. And Arba'a v'chamisha. Tabach u'machar. That's paying 4 or 5. How many judges did we say? Shlosha. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yelamedenu Rabbeinu. Teach us Rabbi. Dine kenasot bechama. When you have a penalty, kenasot. It's a deen that has, it's a judgment that's not based on a monetary payment. It's a penalty. It's a fine. So he wants to know, become how many judges? What do you mean? What kind of question is that? The Mishnah says, Tashtume kef, isn't kef for the kenas? Tashtume arba v'chamisha is a kenas. The Mishnah b'firu says, Shelosha. Ela yachid mumche kame ba'yale. Oh. Da'in dine kenasot ola. We know the Mishnah says 3. But I want to know, when the Mishnah said 3, what type of 3 is the Mishnah talking? Because if you remember, we learned earlier that there was a case in the Mishnah of hoda'ot and halva'ot. That was cases that have to do with loans. Over there we said you can get away with 3 hidyotot. Right, even with 3, simple. And we said, since you can get away with 3 hidyotot, you can also get away with yachid mumche. That if you have one guy that's an expert, one rabbi that's an expert, he can judge it also. So there's a rule. Wherever 3 hidyotot work, yachid mumche works. So the really the Gemara's question is, when you said in the Mishnah, Tashlume kefil v'arba v'chamisha b'shlosha, if it's 3 hidyotot, then you can use a yachid mumche. But if it's 3 mumhein, so then it's 3 mumhein. So therefore we want to know, what's the deen by yachid mumche legabe? So therefore, don't tell me it's a bifirush Mishnah. I want to know what the Mishnah means. You don't know, Mishnah says b'shlosha. B'shlosha what? So Gemara says, I'll tell you. Amale tenituha. We also learned it. Well, what does it say in the Braita? Tashlume kefil v'tashlume arba v'chamisha b'shlosha. It's actually a Mishnah. So what does that do for me? My shlosha, ile ma shlosha hidyotot. Maybe you're going to tell me when the Mishnah says shlosha shlosha hidyotot, and therefore yachid mumche is good. Ha'amar abu de abuch. Your grandfather said, "Mishemed derav afilu asara, v'hen hidyotot pesudim nidine kenasot." Even 10 guys, if they hidyotot, does not work. Ela mumchim, v'ka'amar shelosha. The Mishnah said 3 is mumchim, and therefore you can't use hidyotot, and therefore yachid mumche is not going to work by dine kenasot. Now we go to the next subject, which is really the next sugya that's going to span the next amud and the beginning of daftit. This is the next sugya that we have to analyze. One of the cases that we had in the Mishnah was Motzi Shemra. Let's review the story of Motzi Shemra. What's Motzi Shemra? The guy over here, after he got married, he comes to the Beit Din and he says, I didn't find over here Bitulin. Now in our case, it says, how many judges judge it? 3 judges. Why? Because really, in our situation, he's coming for monetary. What is he saying? I signed the ketubah that says she was a Betulah. Betula, the payment is 200. Mm-hmm. She's not a betula. Lo matzati le betecha betulin. There was no betulin over here. Therefore, he's claiming 100 back on the ketubah. Dinei mamonot b'shlosha. But if you remember, that was the Bimeir's opinion. Mm-hmm. Hachamim said, you need 23. Why 23? Because this case can lead to dinei nefeshot. It can lead to capital punishment. And capital punishment case, you need 23. Because what is he really saying? He's saying that, why is she not a betula? Because she cheated. She cheated after she was engaged. She cheated after she engaged. There's a capital punishment on that. So since the case can lead to capital punishment, Hakamim, so you have to start the case off with 23. That's basically the mahlok between Rabbi Meir and Hakamim. Everybody agrees. The guy came initially for money. But since it can lead to dinei nefeshot, so if you have to have the judges ready, on hand, from the beginning. What's the mahloket between them? The Gemara is going to explain. Gemara begins. Gemara says, V'achamim omrim, motzi shem ra be'asim u'shlosha. V'chi yesh bo dinei nefeshot, may have. Which means, what do I care if this dinei nefeshot? Right now, it's mamonot. Right now, the guy's coming for money. You're not coming to kill her. He didn't bring witnesses that saw an act. All he's coming is, the wife, the lady is not a betula, and the Torah gives him the emanut. There's a hadush here. The Torah gives the husband the emanut to say, lo matzati the betuka. He doesn't got to bring witnesses. He's going to bring witnesses. Did he hear anybody was with him? He's alone. Torah gives that husband an emanut. So he's not coming to kill anybody over here. So what are you telling me? What's the purpose? Which means, if it gets the capital punishment, then we'll bring 23. But right now it's all dinei mamonot. What's the rabbi's logic? Amar Ula, so Ula gives the first answer. Bechosheshin lela'az kamepalge. Rabbi Meir savar en hosheshin lela'az. The Rabbanan Sabri Hosheshin Le La'az. Which means what? La'az is the buzz. What does it mean, the buzz?
The rumor,
the talk. When somebody comes into court and now it starts to discuss, she wasn't a betula, I want money for the ketubah. The voice gets out in the street, you hear this guy's in court. Hachamim say, you know what I'm worried? That two witnesses are going to hear. And he said, oh, I know this case. I know why she's not a betula. Because she fooled around when she was arusa. And they're going to run to the court. And they're going to come and say, yes, 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 we know. And very quickly it's going to turn from dinei mamonot to dinei nefeshot. Because hosheshim lelaz. You're worried about the rumors that are going to start flying out in the street and it's going to cause edim. So the hakamim say, you got to have 23 on it from the beginning. The bimeir says, in hosheshim lelaz. Right now I'm in a case of, he's not asking to kill anybody. Right now we're in a case of dinei mamonot. If the two witnesses show up after, we'll add 20 guys to the panel of it. But until we do that, we'll have to add. Look at Rashi now. V'Rabbi Meir Sabar. En hosheshim lela'az. En hosheshim shema kesheyavu lebet din v'yetze hakol yishmu edim v'yabu v'ya'idu shezintat tachtav. V'akshav en ha'ba'al yodaya bahem. But it must be the husband doesn't know these witnesses are around, because if he knew there was witnesses, he would have brought them. Yeah, right. You're not chosesh that the husband didn't know, and through the case, two guys are going to hear about it. The Gemara says, no, that's one version of learning the machloket. But the Gemara says, no, I can give you a different answer. Continue. Gemara says, three lines at the bottom. This is the second answer. Rava Amar Kule Alma Lila'az La Hashina. That's not a hashash. If the guy himself didn't have witnesses, we're not choshesh that through the publication of the case, two witnesses are going to surface from left field. That's not a hashash. So then why do you need 23? Ve'acha b'choshishin l'chbodam shel rishonim kamepalge. Which means this issue over here is kavod. It's the issue of kavod. Do you have to suspect to the honor of the judges or not? Wait a minute, everybody says you have to honor the judges. No, it was a very, very specific case. What happened? The Gemara says, V'acha b'may askina. Kegon de'achnif be'esrim utlata le'medan dine nefashot. What happened? Originally, the guy thought he had two solid witnesses. So he called 23 judges to all sit down for a capital punishment case. And then what happened? He didn't have his witnesses. He didn't have a case. So what happened? The Ibdur, the 23, went home. Okay, the guy wasting our time over here. We came for a capital punishment case. He wasn't able to produce the witnesses. So 20 of the guys went home. Now three stayed. The Amar Lehu, so he tells the three guys that remained, Dayanu li miya dine mamonot. All right, listen, you're here already. So at least let me... You can't believe me on dinin efashot because I don't have witnesses. But I am believed to say that she wasn't a bitula. Give me the money at least. So the Bim Meir says, no problem. It turned into a monetary case. You have the three rabbis there. Judge them. Hachamim say, no, it's not nice. Once you started with 23, now already you wasted their time. Now they go home. Now all of a sudden you're going to use these three, and then the other three guys will see the other 20. Yeah, yeah, we had a case. What do you mean you had a case? He wasted, we went up. Once already you start with 23, you have to have all the 23 to judge. It's not kavod to bring them and then not use them and then use the three guys that remained.
So it's really not necessary.
So they were, no, but it's hashash. Hashina nechbodam shel rishonim. Again, the rabbis would tell you, if you started with three, good luck. Start with three, no problem. But if you started with 23 and you weren't able to bring a death sentence and the Daini went home and now you want to use the remaining three guys that left over, the Bimi says, good luck, use them. The three is in the name of the Lord. You say, Haishin and the Kabod and Shirish. Look at Rashi. The last Rashi. The Amar. The last Rashi on the page. Ho'il ve'en ni edin. He tells the three guys that remained. Danu li mihat b'shlosha dine mamonot lafsida ketubata al yedi atzmo. He can do that himself. He doesn't need witnesses to mafsidi ketubah, as I told you. He has an emanut. Dekai malan hachamim teknu lahim libnot Yisrael libtula matayim. In the ketubah for a betula, it's 200 zuz. Ul almana mane. Now, why is that so? Why is the husband believed to mafsida? He wants to lower a ketubah from 200. Since when is the husband believed? Bring a witness. Maybe he's lying. He's trying to save money. Why should we give him an emanut? So we learned in ketubot, if you remember, that she brings it down. Hazaka. In Adam Toreya Bisuda Umafsida. This guy spent money on a wedding. And he spent a lot of money on a wedding. He spent money on a wedding of a bitula. The guy now is not gonna spend all this money now for no reason. And therefore Mistama, when he says that she's not a bitula, she probably is not a bitula. The guy went and spent all this money thinking she's a bitula. He made a big party over there. Now what? He's going to come along now and lie from nowhere? To say that she's not a bituna? He's making the whole thing.
And what's he gaining?
He changed his mind on me.
Rabbi Meir Savar b'shlosha. De'en choshishin lichbod l'rishonim. We don't care about the first 20. V'danin afilu b'shlosha. V'rabbanan savri choshishin lichbod l'rishonim. So that's the second answer. Comes Gemara and says, Metibe, we have a question. Amud Bet, Metibe. Vachamim Omrim, Dachamim said, Tav'u Mamon Bishlosha. Very good. If the guy's claim is Mamon, initially, three judges. Tav'u Nefashot, well, now let's analyze it ourselves. This makes sense according to the last answer we just gave. Yeah. According to Rava's answer, yes, the rabbis will say if you started off with three, Good, no problem. When do you have a problem? When you started with 23, then even if you want to change gears to 3, you're stuck with kavod. Makes beautiful sense. Sometimes you can use 3, sometimes you got to use 23. However, according to the first answer, that you said that the hashash is la'az, that you're worried that what? That when you start, maybe people are going to hear in the street, and witnesses are going to surface. You always have to start with 23. So then this line doesn't make sense. You'll never have a case of Motzi Shemra starting with 3. According to the first answer, you always have to start with 23 because you're Hoshesh for laws.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Bishlama le Rabba Wurehe Taboma Montehila Bishlosha. Good, because he just had 3. Tabon Nefeshot Tehila. But once you start to bring the 23 for Nefeshot, Afilu Mamon Be'asim V'shloshah, then even if you want to go back to Mamonot, you can't. You got to keep the 23 because kavod of the Rishonim. Ela le'ula kasha. But according to Ula, kasha, because according to him, you always have to start with 23. Because you're Hoshesh for Laz. You never get a chance to start with 3. Oh, that's a question. Amarava. Ani va'arisha habura. Me and the lion of the group. Who's the lion in the group? Targimena. We explain this. Umanu. Who's the lion? Rav Hiya bar Abin. Hachab emay askenan. The lion means the strongest one in the group. He's the smartest one of the group. He explained, they nicknamed him Arisha Bahabura. You know what the case in the Braita is talking about? Shevi Abal Edim Shizinta. The husband brought witnesses initially that the lady committed Zut. 23 judges, like the regular story. But what happened? Ve'via avedim ve'hizimum la'adei ba'al. The father of the girl said, "What are you talking? These witnesses, you're saying that she committed zut. I have witnesses that come along and say, you were with us. Imanu hiyitin. And therefore, the dinin nefeshot now is out. Now wait. That means this guy over here is a liar.
Okay.
So not only is there no dinei nefeshot because his witness, he has no ne'emanut to come along and say, all right, pass on dinei nefeshot. She wasn't a betulah. What doesn't a betulah? You're a liar.
Yeah.
You have no ne'emanut. You already brought, you produced.
False witness.
As you know.
He produced false witnesses. False witnesses. He knows if his wife was a betulah or not. He was with his wife. He knows the truth. These witnesses come along and say, oh yeah, we saw that she committed adultery. The guys, yeah, see, I have the witnesses. All of a sudden, the father of the bride comes along and says, your witnesses are worthless. He brings edim on emim and knocks them out. So now, not only is there no more dinei nefeshot, but there's no more dinei mamonot. The case is closed, and the husband now has to pay the father 100. Because the law of Motzi Shem Ra is now, leave the witnesses getting killed. That's not our discussion. Now there's a reverse. Now you have to pay the father, because you were coming along to say that she was a be'ulah, and you were Motzi Shem Ra. Now you have to pay the 100 to the father. Now watch. Watch. Before we get to the braita. Old palm. I'll explain one more time. Very simple. A guy comes into Beit Din with witnesses. She was a zona. It's very simple. Beit Din says, okay, you have witnesses over here, 23 guys sitting around the table, they're in the fashot, they're ready to put the gavel, hayav mita. All of a sudden, two other witnesses come along and say, what are you talking, you witnesses? You were with us in Chicago on that day. You couldn't have seen anything, we have proof. Oh, so now, first of all, the dinei nefeshot is over, off the table. Now, you think this guy, the husband now, has rights to come along and say, All right, but you know what? Just dinei mamonot. Just let's go. Let's just go on dinei. You're a shakran. You're a shakran. You're a shakran. You're a ramai. Wait. So now what happens? Automatically, the bet din says, husband, you're guilty. You're a motzi shemra. You owe 100 to the father.
Yeah.
That's where we're up to when this braita begins. Now continue the Gemara. Bal digbot mamon mi baal. When the father comes to collect 100 from the husband, bishlosha. Okay, then 3. Which means, really, according to the first opinion, when it comes to the beginning of the case, you always need 23. Because according to the Hakamim. Because Haishina lelaz. You're worried about laws that what they might to witness will service. But this case of the blight, that says, what do you mean 3? Because we're talking about after the case is over already. They brought the 23. The witnesses got huzam. And the bedin was posek, what? Get out of here. All right, now the father says, but wait, the guy owes me 100. Ah, didei mamonot b'shlosha. Now take the husband, take up the bedin, take up the 3, and pull the money out. Wait. But of course, if it starts off as Dinei Nefashot, if you're coming to Dinei Nefashot, then of course, the 23, we're not arguing on that. If it's a regular case that could lead to Dinei Nefashot, of course start with 23. But this case can never lead to Dinei Nefashot already. Because now already the guy's Eidim that he had were Muzam. Now it's only Dinei Mamonot. But Dinei Mamonot, not on the husband's, on the father's side. Dinei Mamonot, that the husband owes the father. Oh, that's Dinei Mamonot. So now read Rashi for all your questions.
No questions. No, it's clear.
Vezimum. What happened? He brought witnesses. Vezimum. They knocked him out. Detu leka lemehash lelaz. Now I'm not worried that 2 other witnesses are going to surface. Why? Maybe 2 other witnesses are going to come to the Beit Din and say, oh, I saw it. Why? The iglai milta, the ahanes sahadesamich. The husband was relying on these 2 guys. Fahani sahadeh shakareninhu. They're liars. Va'afidu lahafsida ketubata lo mehemne. Now already he loses his ne'emanut even to mafsida. Ketubadeh ashta batar sahadeh shakar. The guy was going after false witnesses. He's a liar. Now he has to pay 100, like the Lord Motzi Shemra, and he also has to marry her. And that which the Braita said, there's a claim of money. It's going on the father's claim to the Baal. The Hachi Ka'amar. Ba'av ligbot mamon bi Baal. Shinimsa kvar shakran. Already the guy's a shakran. Bishlosha. Why? The Hazmana Acharitihi. That's already a new case. Now listen to what Rashi says here. Va'afilu kavod lishonim leka. I'm not even worried about the kavod because it's a separate case. The 23 that sat judged. Now we're judging a new case of 3 on the payout that the husband owes the father. There's no kavod on that. Right? Ba'afilu kavod nishonim leka lememaracha didina acharinahu. She's, maybe you're going to tell me, according to the second answer that goes with kavod nishonim, you should still need 23. Because since you started with 23, you have to end with 23. Not even according to that answer, there's no inyan of kavod because it's a separate litigation. That's why you can get away with 3. The hashta avkataba. Continue Rashi, the last Rashi. Ubimkom di ikadine nefashot. That's the second case. Kilomar. Vecholhecha di ikad lemehash lenefashot. Kegon betchilat adin. Right, initially, according to the Hakamim, if you hashesh for laaz, you always need 23. Afilu en lo edim. Right, even if it doesn't have witnesses. Yesh lahu shema yishmi'u, viyavu edim. ה-23 בעס. So that's the way we answered this. So far, in this sugiya, we have two mahalchim to answer why the rabbis need 23. Mahalach number one is, you always need 23. Right. Even if the guy's coming for money, 23. Well, I'm not asking for nefashot. But you know what? Very quickly, la'az is going to turn into nefashot. The Bimir says, what la'az? Second answer is, no, there's no la'az. If the guy didn't bring witnesses, he doesn't know about witnesses. We're not chashit as witnesses in the street. But what? Kavod Rishonim. In a very specific case. He started off with 23 because he thought he had witnesses. Then the witnesses, he realized they were not really legit. So the court said, okay, doesn't count. They all went home. Three guys stayed. Could we be Meir? Good, three guys are there. Can I have the fashot? Can I have my monot, please? Yeah, make my monot. If Hakamim said, no. Once you already collected 23, you got to continue the case with 23. Even the mamonot shibo, you got to continue the 23. Oh, yeah. So according to the first opinion, you tell me you always got to have 23 from the inception. I have a writer that says, Motzi Shem, that's with three. How could you have three? I thought you got to start with 23. No, that's on the second case. The case is took where you started with 23. His witnesses got knocked out through Hazama. Now the guy is knocked out in Mamonot. Now the father has a claim. It's a counterclaim that the father has against the husband. It's a new case. Oh, that new case, Bishlosha, because that's a regular case. In the second case that said Bishloshim Bishlosha, that's in the inception. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.